Gospel of John, chapter 11. We on, Jerry? Okay. This morning we continue our study in dealing with a decision of what's going to be done with this man, Jesus Christ. This is a decision that every unbeliever has to make. This is a decision that every believer has to make. This is a decision that every assembly has to make. What do I mean by that? The Church of Ephesus, in our study in Revelation, the Church of Ephesus were so in love with Bible doctrine that Christ wasn't the center. He wasn't the object of their love. As strange as that may sound, he wasn't the object of their life. The Church of Pergamum, they would not deny him anywhere. But their whole life pattern, of some of them, exemplified they didn't care about him. So we have to make a decision in our own personal life as to what place he's going to play in our existence. Let's begin with a word of prayer as we go through these very important questions and conclusions. We're going to have, Caiaphas is going to give us a conclusion, what a decision of what must be done with this man, Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray now as we open the Scriptures. We do so in fear and trembling, for we know that there are many different ways in which this book can be interpreted and seen. We have no agenda. We have no denominational platform. We simply, Heavenly Father, put ourselves into the power of Your Spirit to open our eyes and ears to the passage that we're looking at this morning. That Your Spirit will take us into the passage and show us what He would have us to see. Father, we pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Okay, we are in the meeting of the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin is in council because of the bringing back of Lazarus. We've already heard from the Pharisees, if we leave him alone, all will believe. Verse 48, we now have a statement from the Sadducees. The Sadducees now tune in. Verse 48, if we let him go on like this, all men will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away both our place and our nation. Now, here's the thinking of the bureaucrats. This is the Sanhedrin, yes, they're religious, but they're also political. This is a bureaucratic organization now meeting. They are driven, therefore, by lust of power, just as many of our politicians are today. They are driven by their position, their wealth, their control that they have over people. This council is not concerned about God, what God is doing. This council is not concerned about Old Testament Scripture, the coming forth of a Messiah. They are like many believers today. All they're concerned about is their own security, their own wealth, their own life. They're not concerned the part that He's going to play in it. If we leave Him alone,